Make no mistake about it. This is a dangerous group. And you may think to yourself, well, it's not dangerous to us. But again, there's a far more greater nefarious agenda behind the Satanic Temple. You see, a lot of people just see it as satire, right? They just see it as a mockery, as a joke, as, you know, people are not going to be deceived by this. Then why are so many people flocking to these organizations? There's a chapter here in Los Angeles run by some transvestite, okay? You know, you have it throughout the United States and worldwide through every nation. And you read the testimonies of these people, they feel like they found religion. They're like, I used to be a Sunday school teacher. I used to be a deacon. And now I found, you know, the Satanic Temple. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. You know, they see it as a glorious thing. They see it as a great thing. And people are flocking to this. Now, what's the main point of this sermon? Well, let me explain something. Is that the Satanic Temple is simply part of the framework to create the structure known today as the New World Order. Why is that? Well, what is the New World Order, first and foremost? Well, the New World Order is the structure that the Antichrist of the end times will inherit, the worldwide structure that the Antichrist is going to inherit, that is made up of three components: one world government, one world financial system, and one world religion. Okay? Go to Revelation chapter 13, if you would. Revelation chapter 13. One of the leaders of the chapters, by the way, you know, they claim not to be violent. They claim that, you know, they're noble. But here's the thing. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth always speaks, right? The mouth speaketh. And eventually, the truth is always going to make its way out if it's in the heart. One of these leaders of the chapters in the United States held a rally, or their satanic service, and gave a speech. And of course, they're doing all kinds of wicked things and just they're being Satanists. And she basically says this. She states, you know, we're going to pour snakes into the government's office. We're going to overthrow them, and we're going to execute the president of the United States. That's what she said. And the leader, Lucian Greaves, gave her a call and told her, hey, you're fired. Okay, like you can't be a leader anymore, because that's not what we're about. But you know what? That's not the reason why he fired her. You know why he fired her? Is because she exposed herself for who she really is. Yeah. She exposed the organization for what they really are. Why? Because that's what's in their heart is murder. Yeah, right. They want to destroy anything that's not them. You know, they talk about tolerance, and they talk about getting along and joining hands with people. That's not the agenda. The agenda is this: if you're not conforming to us, you should be destroyed.